Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP Austin, Old School, middle of the 5 o'clock hour. Diving into hopefully some NBA Finals talk. We have had Jerry Curl Hall of Fame.
You are hilarious.
We have had the text line Jerry Curl text line list.
One more.
All right, go ahead.
Which player in the NBA Finals could best rock a Jerry Curl?
Oh, Tatum. He already got it. He's got that good hair. Imagine that light-skinned brother with that Jerry Curl.
No. Luka.
Negative.
Remember when Larry Bird tried to curl up?
Larry Bird had a... He got the perm hair.
Yeah. Larry Bird tried to, try to get it in, right?
Let me see. Definitely Tatum. Tatum could.
Horford's dad had a...
Horford's dad, yeah. He definitely had one back in the day.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
But anyways, back to the NBA Finals, man. I think it's going to be interesting because there's not any known... Well, the Celtics are known, but nobody expected Dallas to be there. Everybody kind of softly expected the Celtics to be there. Now, the excuse for the Celtics is, New York had a rash of injuries, and so New Yorkers are saying you're only there because we were injured, and they kind of pretty much ran through Indiana after, especially after Halliburton got hurt, and they gave away the first two games. So on a snapshot view, the Celtics look like they have had an easy way to the finals. On the flip side, Dallas has exceeded expectations, beat the number one seed, beat the IT team with the Anthony Edwards and the number one defense, and they essentially were, given, it was a gentleman's sweep, just extended it because they wanted to go to the Mall of America and shop a little bit, and then blew them out at home, and now they're in the NBA Finals. I just think there's a lot of storylines. Obviously, storylines are created around big events. There's always going to be storylines around the World Series. There's always going to be storylines around Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl, and obviously the NBA Finals, because that's what sells. They got to have stuff to talk about pregame, middle of the game, during the game, and in case there's a blowout. And so a lot of it you can't put 100% stock in, but I will say this, it's 100% factual that legacies are on the line. Because as much as people are on the Kyrie train right now, he's matured. He's a great teammate and leader, which he's done. I mean, he's came through this season and has done about face. He goes up to Boston and lays an egg, you're going to be right back to square one.
We have these series once every 8 or 9 years. The same was kind of said about Dirk in his run.
Yeah.
The same was kind of said up to Dwayne Wade, right? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
The Celtics and the Pierce run was necessary. Like, he needed that.
Paul Pierce needed that.
Right. He needed that. Dwayne Wade's legacy was relying upon the first one. LeBron, not so much. Dirk certainly needed it.
Yeah.
I just think...
So who needs it most? Well, between Luka, Tatum, and Brown. Who needs it most?
Here's my thing. I keep landing on, when it comes to need, who would have somebody moved or traded because they didn't win? And that's Boston.
Oh, yeah. They might get rid of everybody.
Like, I don't think Dallas would go, okay, this didn't work, so burn it. But if the Celtics lose to Dallas, like if they lost to Denver, people would go, well, okay.
You should.
Right?
Right.
Lakers. Okay. Yeah. Dallas? Nah, bro. You can't lose against Dallas.
I think Luka needs the worst on an individual basis, because I think he's going to go down as an all-time NBA great. So if he doesn't get a ring, this is his first chance. You never know if he's going to get back there. But in terms of a team, if Boston doesn't win this one, I'm in lockstep with you, DP. It's almost embarrassing if they lose this. As deep as they are, look at what their net rating is. It's been one of the best in NBA history. And Tatum and Brown have been that, you know, supposed to be the next duo. If they don't take that next step, that's a tough
look.
Well,
Kyrie already has this chip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he can lead through this and not really have the explanation of, well, we'll get it next year. Because he understands. He knows. Tatum and Brown have to look at each other. And it's the Spider-Man thing. They're going to point at each other. Nobody else can be the blame if the Celtics lose this series. Literally, there's two names. This is it. It won't be the coach. It can't be players 3 through 12. None of that. It's them two. Dallas could lose a whole myriad of ways. Whole different collection of people.
Yeah.
Right? They can certainly be outcoached. Right? They certainly could have better, less depth than Boston. But, man, if you're Boston and you lose, them two up front, boy, the Boston Globe is going to, oh, my goodness, gas, meat fuel.
Yeah, and the thing is, the sad part is, if Boston loses and they both play well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's the messed up part, because they're like, okay, well, if you, you know, say one averaged 28 and the other one averaged 25, they're like, well, you should average 30 and 28.
100%.
Or we would have won.
100%.
So that's where the other guys have to understand they have to step up.
I mean, this is house money for Dallas. This is found money.
No matter
what
they said, they didn't expect to be here.
Luka has elevated himself. Not that he had much room to elevate.
Yeah.
But he's elevated himself. Kyrie, this is legacy for him.
Kyrie's just chilling.
Yeah, like this is, I mean,
he's doing what he actually always wanted to do.
Yeah. And Boston, it is, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? So, yeah, pressure squarely on the shoulders of the two bigs in Boston. And here's the thing. I mean, I think the bigger people talking about Kyrie coming back to Boston, but Porzingis in Dallas was not Skittles and rainbows.
And Porzingis and Luka. Porzingis, you know, he told the company line.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Said there's no ill will. There was ill will.
Uh-huh.
100%. That's like Skylar Diggins and Diana Taurasi. They don't like each other.
Yep. I mean, listen, DC media got him.
They got
him to talk, man.
Slovenia against Russia.
Yeah, they got him to talk. And he was like, no, this wasn't cool at all.
And that's exactly what he said.
Right? This wasn't cool. This wasn't cool at all.
He got me shipped out of there.
Yeah, and he thought it was his boy. Like, he thought Luka, like, he didn't tell none of Luka's Dallas secrets. Like, because Porzingis could have got out there and just told everything. and you know he wanted to.
Well, Porzingis, like you said, just says towed the company line, but he also credits Dallas with being where he found himself. He found a coach that he was willing to listen to, a personal trainer, and it was a big step for him. You know, going from New York, going from Washington to Dallas, he needed Dallas. It didn't work there for what Dallas wanted it to be, but Porzingis credits Dallas for making him who he is today.
Yeah.
He mad
at Luka, though.
Yeah, he mad at his boy. Because it's one thing to have an organization.
No more. That was his ex-boy.
Well, I mean, but that's what makes it hurt. Was that he thought this was going to be, this is our Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, he thought, this is it. Like, we the pair. We the ones. We're going to shake the world. And they had the European factor as a part of it. And it just didn't go. It was us against the world, except for it really wasn't. It was Luka against the world. And Luka was like, nah, deuces, man. Like, I can't do this. So, Porzingis, because... For what happens, Kyrie's not going to – he may have a game where he double digits in rebound. This is a rebounder series.
Yeah.
This is a rebounder and defender series. And Porzingis has a bigger impact than Kyrie does defensively. That's the real thing, that Porzingis can take some of the burden off of his two more than Kyrie and Luka. They don't have a Porzingis on their roster to do that work.
I wanted to ask you guys, why do you think that Luka, it's worked out with Luka and Kyrie versus Luka and Porzingis? Because you would just naturally think, from where Luka and Porzingis are from and knowing each other before, and Porzingis going through it, making the transition to the NBA from all the way across the water, and being traded there, that the connection would be deeper than on the surface. Kyrie shows up, and it did not start well. They didn't end the season well last year, and I was surprised he signed back with Dallas because
There were a lot of options.
And it wasn't a foregone conclusion. Is it only because it's working out in this, second half of the season, or why has it worked out so well? And so
maturity.
So quickly, though.
Maturity. Kyrie, understand that he now had somebody to really take the burden of social media, of post-game interviews, personal life, right? Because Kyrie's like, I'm going home at night. Luka going to the club, so they're not really paying attention to me. And Kyrie appreciate the fact that he took some of the burden off of him. Luka appreciate the fact that, listen, he's got a dude who's willing to allow him to carry the ball, and then he could just hand it to him when he needs. Like, Luka still believes it's his team. Kyrie knows it's his team. Like, they go as far as Kyrie allows Luka to take them.
Right.
And I think that matters.
It does, and I think on the flip side of that with Porzingis is that I think he hit that realization in Boston of what he is and where he operates best. Kyrie did it in Dallas. It took that offseason. The reason it didn't, sometimes it just takes a while for that light bulb to come on, to find that right situation. I don't think that the Porzingis Luka pick and roll should have been as bad as it was. It was right. Fine, but I think, to your point, what you're saying, DP, is Kyrie reached that level of maturity to where he found his role, he fit in. It just took one more stop
right. For
Porzingis to get there.
Yeah, I think also it might have been a little bit too much pressure for Porzingis and Luka to work right now. And I think the connection should have been deeper because of where they're from and all that, right? And being, European and coming over. But I also think that Kyrie being a guard and can really talk in Luka respect, you got to respect his game. And I think once Kyrie kind of committed to being the 1B and he's shown it with his actions, I think it just really took off. And part, how do you do it? Really, Kyrie's D'ing up now. It's not everybody bought in, and Kyrie's been leading it. And I think Luka matured some. I think behind the scenes, Luka probably was like, yeah, you know, I messed my boy up. I messed my boy. And he got full of himself. He came in. You know, you seen him. Remember that one time he was out in L.A. drinking before the game, drinking beers. Now, that might just be a culture thing. But he was definitely feeling himself. I think he learned from that. I think Porzingis had a lot more pressure because of where he was drafted and by who he was drafted originally. Phil Jackson, New York, that never worked. He was immature. You know, he got in a fight over there in the club over in Europe. He, you know, obviously the injury history. So he had a lot. I think the timing was bad.
I think the other part, too, is that Kyrie, like in Cleveland, right? Kyrie knows he can be a one, but he's probably best as a two.
Yeah.
Right? He's the two to LeBron. He's the two to Luka right now. I don't think Porzingis is a two. He's clearly not on Boston. It's Tatum, then it's Brown. Maybe he's a three.
He's a four.
But he can be the four, right? But that's the thing. I think he's better the further down he is. The less pressure you can put on him, the more simplified you can make his role. Especially, you know, you mentioned, you know, Luka taking some of the headlines off of Kyrie.
Yeah.
Having two of those guys take it off of Porzingis, I think that's good for him.
Yeah.
I think that they made him a defensive first player.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's what you have to do at Boston. Well,
within their scheme. New York tried to make him defense first, but he just couldn't hold up to that level of rim protection long.
Yeah. Like the full money. We don't need it for it. I mean, think about it. And here's the other part. Horford isn't already in Boston.
Yeah.
And having that other grown man to go through and lean on about where to be, easy being a professional.
Yeah.
And they've battled each other. Right.
Yeah.
Don't devalue Horford's worth to the Celtics.
Yeah, 100%. That's a good point by everybody here. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I got an interesting story about football coaching, man. I mean, Sterling University, come on, players. I mean, sometimes you got to do better. Pettiness is at an all-time level right now. I know pettiness can be when people post funny stories. I love watching stuff on social media, the funny stories. But when you do this to this man, I got a story to tell you guys before we send you off on this beautiful Wednesday, hump day. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.